Scandia Sail for Gold Regatta, and it's the last podcast because the medals day has been completed down here at the Weymouth and Portland National Sailing Academy, and they certainly laid on the breeze, didn't they?
They certainly did. It was an amazing showcase here. What a day to have the final day. What a day to have the public down here. Started off 7 or 8 knots of breeze, quickly built 9.10 to 9.10, then ended up at 14, 15 knots, sparkling sunshine, fantastic racing. Everything went to plan, at least on the racing side, the organisation side. It was a spectacular day.
Well, in the 49ers, we would expect some excitement. And the Sibella brothers, they've had a bit of an up-and-down week, and they didn't make a very good start.
No, they didn't. Being over the line at the start and not going back will always ruin your day, and sadly it did for them. They ended up 10th in the medal race. But the top three people there, well, maybe no surprise in some ways to see Outridge and Jensen, the Australian pair, leading the field, taking gold in the end in the 49ers. They've been doing extremely well all week, and they took the gold.
Yep, and the French were second, Stephanie Kursaudis and Peter Hansen. But in third place,
Stevie Morrison and Ben Rhodes. Now, of course, they went to the Olympics last time. They would love to go to the Olympics again. And as we've said all this week, there has been an immense battle in the British camp, which continues to go on with a wealth of talent, with loads of British sailors trying to get that place. But it's Stevie Morrison and Ben Rhodes who at the moment, well, who finished third and at the moment look most likely to be going on to the test event. We don't know just yet. It's going to be a while before the RYA selectors announce their decision, but it's looking pretty good for this pair already.
Okay, well, that was the 49ers. Very nice racing that was in that too. And now let's move on to the 470 men.
Yep, the 470 men. Again, it was a familiar pairing at the front of the field. It was Pierre Leboucher and Vincent Garros, the French pair, that dominated racing today and have actually led the way around the courses most of the week.
Yep, they finished the medal race with a win as well and were well clear for the gold medal. The Australians, though, the defending world champions, actually.
Yeah, Matthew Belcher and Malcolm Page, they're always up in the frame. Today they couldn't quite make it to gold, they finished silver.
Yeah, and the points difference was enormous, really. 38 points for the French, 61 for the Australians. That's a big lead by the French.
Yes, it is. And I think it's also indicative of how the French sailed this week. We've had an enormous variety of conditions. We've had everything from light and fickle to fast and frightening. And the French have always been up there, always been in the frame. And they certainly deserve this gold medal.
That's because the Australians were last on the medal day.
That didn't help.
And third place, silver and bronze went to the Greeks. Greek boat number one. And that was Panagotis Mantis and Pavlos Kiaglis. There we go. They did very well, the Greeks. Okay, that's 470 men. What about the British result in there? I think you'll find that that was actually an unusual position for fourth place.
Exactly, yes. This was another one that maybe caught a few people by surprise. It was Nick Rogers and Chris Grube who finished fourth overall. Now, they didn't get a medal, but they will be pretty chuffed at that. Nick Rogers, of course, went to the last two Olympics. He went to Beijing. He also went to Athens before that. And it was a bit of a late call from him. He'd been toying with the idea of going and trying to get into the team to go for the 2012 Olympics. He came into it fairly late and didn't really deliver the kind of results that I think he wanted to. But my goodness, he's delivered results here. Fourth overall, that's going to be something for the selectors to think over the next couple of days or however long they take to make their decision.
Okay, moving on to 470 women then. And of course, the local sailor has been doing very well all week. The rather diminutive but extremely talented sailor, Hannah Mills.
Indeed, they have Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark, a new pairing in the 470, and have been doing extremely well. They took silver here at Silvergold. They were absolutely delighted at that. Of course, they would be. They've also had a battle from a British perspective with Penny Clark and Katrina Hughes, who've been pushing them hard for this place in 2012. But I think it looks like, and again, we have to wait and hear what the selectors have to say, but it looks like it's going to be Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills who go forward to represent Britain. But of course, it was more than just a British story. The gold winners were...
Yes, indeed. Joe Allais and Olivia Powery, the Kiwis, and they had a very clear win in the end. But it was nip and tuck for Hannah Mills. They went into the medal race in third place, but they climbed over the French, who had a pretty poor day with 16 points. That's an eighth out of the tenth for Camille Lecranche and Mathilde Gérard, who took the bronze. Okay, moving on from 470 women to, it was the ultimate race, I think, for us in the Finns. It was the last race here as well, and I think you had everything in the Finns.
You certainly did. It was what a way to end the show here at Sail for Gold. Ben Ainslie, of course, been dominating the racing here. He is completely on form. He's completely on fire, and he just had a string of wins through the week. And just looking across his scoreline, a sixth and a seventh were his worst results. Until, of course, today. There's going to be some interesting headlines, perhaps, written about the race today. Because Giles Scott, his fellow countryman, was his closest competition. And Giles Scott went for Ben in the pre-start, in the 5 minutes before the start, and sailed Ben down into the fish pots, actually, down in the other end of the harbour, and sort of pinned him there as long as he could, and made it quite clear that this was going to be a match race between Giles Scott and Ben Ainslie. And that's exactly how it unfolded. And it ended up in a rather bizarre situation where Ben Ainslie took the gold but finished last in the medal race.
Yes, it was quite a battle, and Giles was fighting hard, ignoring the rest of the fleet. And in fact, he was ignoring his position in silver, because it came to a really very close call for the Croatian Gaspic to actually take the silver from Giles Scott. He managed to get it by 1 point, purely because he finished one place in front of Ben, and that was ninth out of tenth.
It was really cutting it fine. Giles Scott crossing the line, as you say, in ninth, and it wasn't looking great for him on the last leg. He was trailing behind Ben Ainslie, and he had to overtake him on the downwind leg, and he did it. He managed to get past him, and what was so impressive was that he did it on the first downwind leg as well. He trailed Ben Ainslie, but then using immense power and amazing pumping talent downwind, just scorched past Ben. Now, you don't see that very often, but anyway, it got him a silver. Terrific way to finish the day.
Okay, well, that was another gold medal haul here for the Brits. Let's move on to laser, and in the laser class, no real surprises at the top there.
No, Tom Slingsby, another person who's been really proving just why he is the world number one, and he ended up number one here at Sail for Gold, the Australian sailor, Tom Slingsby. Second was Andrew Murdoch from New Zealand, who'd also been putting in some really punchy results, a well-deserved silver medal for him. But perhaps one of the biggest surprises in the laser fleet, not least of all to the sailor himself, who I spoke to shortly after he came ashore, Paul Goodison, crawled his way into the medals at the end. He took bronze in the end. It was a nail-biting week for Paul Goodison. Things really didn't seem to go his way. And his fellow countryman, Nick Thompson, who he's been racing against for many years and was beaten here by last year, was ahead of Paul Goodison most of the way through the week. But Paul managed to pull himself ahead, just two places ahead of Nick Thompson. Hopefully, Paul Goodison will hope that that will be enough for the selectors to give him the place for 2012.
Yeah, he suddenly found form, didn't he? In the last couple of days, he got his best results, a third and a first. But he nearly threw it away in the medals day, because he was ninth out of tenth.
Yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking for him, and it was, and for everybody else who was watching and supporting him. He'd actually said before he left the slipway in an interview with one of the radio guys here that he was feeling quite relaxed. And, there may be a lesson in that.
Moving on to laser radial then, and that was interesting in the earlier part of the week, but I think it pretty much settled into more or less what we expected. My vote would go for the Irish.
Yes, well, Annalisa Murphy had some fantastic results, superb performance, especially in the heavy airs. She seemed to really like that in the middle of the week, and did extremely well. She ended up in bronze position at the end of the week, and a really good medal race today. But Merit Bouwmeester from Holland, she took gold. She's taken gold plenty of times before, and she proved once again why she is the most serious contender in the laser radial fleet.
And she had completed the medals day with a win as well. So she went through with clear of Yves Van Acker from Belgium. And Annalisa Murphy, as we said, the Irish girl, took the bronze. A very good performance there. But the best performance perhaps for the Brits was a fourth.
Yep, for Charlotte Dobson, who came up through the field during the week, just seemed to get better and better, and certainly perform under pressure. And a fourth for Charlotte Dobson, she'll be delighted with that. That also puts her in the frame for Olympic selection for the British team.
Okay, that's laser radials then. Other classes do we have? Of course, we have the fastest boards on the Portland Harbour, and that is the RSX. And, good news, a gold here for Britain.
Yep, what a day it was for Nick Dempsey. What a week it was for Nick Dempsey. He came away with gold, and it was a very tight match indeed because he was being pushed very hard by the Kiwi, JP Tobin. And there was just 1 point separating those two. And during the week, Nick Dempsey had been sailing, he was sailing faster than he'd ever sailed before. And my goodness, he proved that this week. And he sailed fast when it really mattered. Today in the medal race, he scorched around the track, beat his New Zealand competitor. He takes gold. JP Tobin takes silver.
Yeah, it was a bit nip and tuck because they were on pretty much equal points or very close. But the Dutch sailor, Dorian van Rysselberghe, was third, and that's the rundown of the RSX men. And RSX women, well, the story for Bryony Shaw wasn't particularly good news, was it?
No, it wasn't. I mean, she started the day in eighth. She finished the day in eighth, but she went out with a bang. She went absolutely hurtling around the course this morning. She was completely on fire in the medal race. No one could get anywhere near her at all. It was a fantastic display. It lifted her spirits. There isn't really much question as to whether she's going to be selected or not. There, for the British team, there isn't really anybody else to contend with. But she still ended up finishing this event in eighth, which will be something to think about when the excitement of a spectacular race today dies down. She's still got quite a few international stars to beat if she's going to deliver come the Olympics. But when it came to gold today, it was Marina Alabau who took gold.
Yeah, although, as you say, Bryony Shaw won the medal day race, but not good enough to lift her higher than eighth overall. Yes, it was nip and tuck at the top, only 1 point between the two, the Spanish and the Polish, and in the end it was went to the Spanish lady, Marina Albao, for gold, Zofia Kubacka from Poland in second, and Lee Kozitz from Israel took the bronze. Okay, and finally I think we look at Star, and what about the Star sailing out here in the Portland Harbour?
Well, it was, if you wanted to see some really close action where you just couldn't guarantee who was going to be leading at any point in the race because it was changing so quickly, the Start was the fleet to watch. It was an incredibly tight start. Lots of their big boats, big sail areas, short start line. Very exciting indeed. But for all the nip and tuck that was going on the race course, it was actually Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada who actually took the win in the end, took the gold. They've been commanding this fleet all week, and perhaps in some ways it was no surprise to see them take this. But there was a hint that there was going to be a match race between Scheidt and Prada and their Swedish competitors, Freddy Loof and Max Salminen. That didn't really play out on the race course. The Swedes, Freddy Loof, got caught on the wrong side of a line of boats, and then he appeared to have a miserable time going around the course today. Everywhere he went, he either got dumped on, he got himself into a situation where he had to do penalty turns, he was constantly hanging out the back of the fleet. It was a dreadful day for him, and yet he ended up taking silver.
Yeah, Freddy Loof hung onto the silver despite his sixth place, and the third place went to the Italians, Diego Negri and Enrico Voltuini. And that was an interesting score, of course, for Brits. The top Brits, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson, managed to get through fifth. Bit of a sort of a lackadaisical score at the end of the day, although they did try very hard, I'm sure.
Yes, they did. I mean, they were putting plenty of effort in, but they suffered, or they struggled from a rather a weak start earlier on during the week where they couldn't really seem to get the results they needed. And it was impressive to see them work their way up through the fleet. At one point, it looked pretty grim early on, but they did end up in fifth. The highest they got to was actually fourth overall yesterday, but they dropped a place today. They did get into the medal race. There isn't much question over whether they're going to be selected or not, but they will go away with a bit of head-scratching, thinking, we've got to up our game so that we make life at least a little bit easier for ourselves later on. They're capable of it. They know they are, but it's certainly food for thought for them.
And finish off the week with a second in the medals race. So a good performance, really, by the troubled with their mast, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson. And finally, match racing, I suppose. We ought to talk about match racing. Well, the final for the gold versus silver match best of five was the American Anna Tunnicliffe against Britain's Lucy McGregor. I'm afraid that went 3-0 the Americans' way. It was a pretty one-sided kind of match. It was very close, I think, in match three, but that was it. Otherwise, the first match we saw on the tracker, Lucy McGregor was miles behind. And then in the other race-off for bronze between Claire Loire and Sally Barco from the US, Sally Barco won that cleanly as well. So it was Anna Tunnicliffe gold, Lucy McGregor silver, and Sally Barco in the bronze position. And that wraps it up, Matt. What a great week. You've still got a voice.
Yes, still got a voice. It's been the best sail for gold that I've been to, and I've been to plenty of these events. It's been absolutely superb. But the most important thing and the most significant thing from sail for gold is really that it is this year, of all years, it's a stepping stone towards the Olympics. And a lot of people will be going away from here, whether they had medals or not, whether they made it into the medal group or not. They'll be thinking about what they need to do. If they've got Olympic aspirations for 2012, then they'll be gauging their performance based on how they did at Sail for Gold. It was a very, very important week for a lot of people.